V plus 6. Unknown location. Where are we? Dan asked, waking up perfectly refreshed after a return journey which once again felt like it had taken no time at all. And how long have we been gone?
Hovering high above the cornfield, one of the nearby messenger's voices answered in his mind. Totally undetectable, but we can remove the cloak at any moment, and we have been gone for less than one full day.
To Dan, this was good news on both counts. He stayed seated for a few moments, mulling things over. He knew that life would never be the same again, given his reluctant telekinetic outburst before leaving for New Kerguelen. People would look at him differently all over again, and even more so than had been the case after contact day. He didn't know exactly what might happen as soon as he stepped back onto terra firma, but it seemed all but certain that a slew of shady federal agents would be waiting to take him away for testing. That was deja vu he didn't want but couldn't avoid, he figured, but it suddenly occurred to him that none of that had to happen quite yet. "Can you take us home?" he asked, his eyes lighting up as the idea struck. "Like, just put us inside so no one knows? Then we can see Emma and Clark, talk about everything, see where we can go from here, all before anyone else knows we're back? Obviously, if there are any problems out there and I need to show up right away, I will, and it'll be better because I'll know what I'm stepping into and Emma can help out."
"Definitely that," Tara seconded. "Can we do that?"
The messenger closest to their seats gave its now familiar nod. Tara stood up.
"But first, can you put my brain back to normal like you said you would?"
"Me too," Dan requested, without missing a beat, taking both Tara and the messengers by surprise. "You guys are cool, but I want to be human again." The messenger nearest Dan looked intently into his eyes.
"Are you sure? We cannot guarantee that we would be able to perform the process again should you change your mind."
"I won't," he said. "I want to be human. But with active cooperation and diplomatic relations in place, we'll be able to develop external translators by working together anyway. Soon, language won't be a barrier at all." With no further attempt to dissuade Dan, and no attempt at all to dissuade Tara, the messengers gave each of them the same apparatus that had been used to deliver their mental upgrades in the first place.
"I didn't even test my telekinesis," Tara said, suddenly realizing.
Her messenger stopped.
"No, keep going," she smiled. "I don't want to test it. I was just thinking. I want to be human, too."
Dan nodded in support of her decision. He hadn't liked the feeling of generating the force field or even catching Emma's falling drink on the plane. In every way, it felt like the wrong kind of power. After enduring some painful but manageable sensations in their necks and fingers while their upgrades were deactivated, for lack of more appropriate terminology, Dan and Tara sat back down at the messenger's request.
"This next part is going to be so cool," Tara said, positively beaming with excitement.
Dan looked over at her and smiled. She had helped enormously, crucially, but primarily he was just glad to see her looking so happy. She had been through far more than anyone ever should, and had come out of the other side not only still standing, but standing proud and standing victorious. "It sure is," Dan replied. "It sure is."